Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
The Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa Virtual. I am Edward Fulion, and I welcome you to our Sunday celebration. One of my favorite authors, Jim Rosmergy, wrote on his Facebook page the following words: "Whenever there is fear, I turn to the truth that love casts out fear. I am determined that in the midst of social separation, I must find a way to open my heart to others. Remember," he writes, "fear causes separation. And we must separate physically from one another right now. But the distance between us must not be of the heart. So from my heart to yours, welcome. From my living room to wherever you are, welcome. At the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, we are motivated by a vision of a healthy, loving world. It's called the Global Vision, and each week we read a portion of it to help keep ourselves connected to this greater yet to be. I invite you now to join me in reading a part of that vision. We see a world in which spiritual guidance is valued, and where there is peace, harmony, and justice for all. If you would like a little more information about the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa, I invite you to visit our website, www.cslsr.org. I trust that somewhere between the music, the meditation, and the prayer, and the message is exactly what your heart is seeking for the next step of your spiritual journey. Now, to set the tone for our time together, I invite you to take a moment of silent contemplation with us. Welcome.
Allowing the next breath you take to be a little longer than the one before. Settling in, finding the stillness in between the inhale and exhale. The stillness carries with it a constant reminder that there is simply one. One power, one presence, one energy, one vibration, one movement of consciousness, and one seed of divine perfection behind all things. All things known and unknown, seen and unseen, contain within it this seed of divine perfection. And just as I know that this power and presence illuminates and moves all the planets, this is also true for every cell and every vibration that makes me me, you, and every living being on this planet. So from this place of the deep remembering of the profound interconnectedness of all life, we simply remember, reaffirm, and claim perfect harmony, wholeness, and divine unfoldment for all life. All life manifesting itself today as this sacred time together, where we receive spiritual tools for personal transformation, where we let go. Let go of all life, become fully present to this moment pregnant with all possibility for reconnecting to the spiritual truth that we know, that we share, that we live our lives from. So I know here and now that everyone listening to this message and everyone in this beautiful human family of ours is waking up more fully to their spiritual truth and their spiritual magnificence through this shared time together today. I am so very grateful. Grateful for this opportunity to remember the spiritual truth. So very grateful for this shared time together. And so very grateful for the spiritual laws that govern all life, always bringing about a change in circumstance according to a change in consciousness, just like the one experienced here and now in this prayer. So with nothing left to do, nothing left to effort, nothing left to control, we simply allow this time to be unfolding in its divine perfection. For if it was meant to be any other way, it would be. Together we say, and so it is. Please read with me today's affirmation from our book, 2020 Spiritual Vision. Today, I give up the idea that I do not understand my life or my world. In so doing, my mind is filled with clarity, and I recognize the presence all around and within me with complete awareness.
So gracefully, the power of now is always perfect, nothing to be. But who you are, the power of now flows oh so easily. To let go of everything you think you need to know. Oh, be strong enough to let go of everything you think you need to control. For everything goes away. Let everything wash away. The power of now the power of now ever flowing, connecting us all to the one. The power of now unfolds so peacefully. Be willing to let go of everything you think you need to know. Oh, be strong enough to let go of everything you think you need to control. Everything goes away. away. Let everything wash away. The power of now. The power of now. The power of now. The power of now.
In the last several weeks, people all over the world have been experiencing major disruptions in their ordinary lives. Here in Sonoma County, Northern California, we have a shelter-in-place order. So we got to close up our beautiful Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. We sent our staff home. We canceled our in-person events. And that's why we are broadcasting from my house to wherever you are. The question that I'm guessing is on many people's minds is, when is this going to be over? It got me to remembering a dinner I went to where there was a lot of garlic and was in everything. And the next day I could smell it and I wanted to get rid of it. So I started to look online for online remedies. What's the best remedy to get rid of the smell of garlic? And the first remedy I found was presented as guaranteed to work. And this was the remedy. Don't eat it. Well, that's no use to a person who's already eaten it, who's in the middle of it, who's going through it. So I kept on looking. What's the next best remedy that's also guaranteed to succeed? And I found one, and this was the remedy. Wait. Give it time. This too shall pass. Well, I love that, and I'm kind of like, you know that bumper sticker? Have you seen that bumper sticker? Lord, grant me patience and grant it to me right now. I'm kind of like that sometimes. So I have had to learn patience. And right now it's a very valuable skill. I need to remember to be patient. I need to remember to slow down when my reactivity is high. Patience can keep me out of trouble, you know, because my reactive mind wants to snap, you know. If only I could just interrupt it. Remember to interrupt it, to press the pause button and take the time to gather in the wisdom that is available to me because there is always wisdom to be gleaned from everything that is going on around us. And this shelter in place time has got me thinking about that. You know, all the times when I went through something that I didn't want to go through, all those times when, you know, I felt restricted or it was too difficult. I didn't think I was going to make it, or I didn't want to go through it. And what I learned from going through it, I've been thinking about the bits of wisdom I've received through life's experiences, wisdom that I didn't have before the experience, wisdom that I couldn't have until after I had been through it. So I understand now how a person who's traveled through a difficult path and got to the end of it, got through it, and then looks back and can see all the twists and turns and what they had to go through. And in the going through it, they receive an understanding that can only come through that journey. And no one can have that understanding who doesn't go through the journey. If only I could remember that when I'm going through a journey. If only I could remember that in the moment before the journey starts, there's going to be wisdom I'm going to glean from this. And I guess if you're like me, you don't always see or remember that there's going to be wisdom to attain from the journey. And truth be told, it can take a while. It may even take a while after we complete the journey and have time to integrate the wisdom and then understand it. But then when we do, it opens us up compassionately to understand those people who are about to go through or are going through the same thing and suffering. We get it. We may not fully understand them exactly, but we get part of it. In Buddhism, a bodhisattva is one who has made a journey, possibly a difficult journey, and then completed it, and then motivated by compassion, looks back on the path traveled, pauses for a moment, and then extends a hand to those who are traveling the same journey. So I think of a bodhisattva as someone who could go on, they could advance to the next level of the game, they could leave, but instead they turn around, go back, start from the beginning, specifically so that they can help those who are struggling on the same journey. A bodhisattva is someone who's been there, and so they can relate to people, no matter how those people are showing up. To me, a bodhisattva is one who has no blame in them, no criticism in them. Think of those experiences in life that have qualified you, polished you to care deeply, that have activated your compassionate heart. I mean, if you've ever had your home and everything in it burnt down, or if you've ever had to bury a child, or if you've ever done something that you cannot undo, or regretted a word that you've spoken that cannot be retrieved, or if you've ever lost a job and with it your sense of safety, or if you've ever been so captivated by anxiety that you've forgotten everything you know, or if you've ever lost a dream or a loved one, well, then you've been on a journey that's polished you, and you got from that journey something that maybe wasn't gettable any other way. And those who have been on a similar path as you get the same thing. And then when you see someone at the start of that journey or in the middle of it, doesn't it give you a direct line of compassion into their soul, and you can love them no matter how they handle the journey? Today I'm going to invite you to explore your inner bodhisattva, you know, that part of you that has a gift of understanding and compassion to give to the world. Everyone has a gift to give the world, most likely more than one gift. And sometimes our gift comes from that place in our life's journey that has refined us and polished us. Sometimes it comes from making it through a difficult journey. And I know difficulty is not the only way to learn and grow spiritually. But still, think with me for a moment. What has been a dark moment in your life's journey? When was a time when you suffered a terrific setback? Because I'm guessing that somewhere in there is likely where you were polished, even promoted to a place of understanding and compassion. I'm thinking about a time in my life that I regret very much, when I did not do the right thing. I acted against my values, and it resulted in me hurting someone. I felt such shame because at that moment when I did what I did, I realized I intended to do it. And it wasn't until afterwards that I realized the extent of what I had done, and it could not be undone. I did my best to make things right, but it wasn't the same. And then later I realized that that journey polished me and prepared me, because it planted in me a seed of compassion for when I came upon others who were feeling shame because of their own mistakes. I could be there for them. The Chinese deity of compassion and mercy is Kuan Yin, she who listens to the sounds of living beings. She's the embodiment of compassion, and some say that she is a blessing to all who even speak her name, because she hears our struggle and doesn't turn away. Don't you know people who, just by thinking of them, or just by saying their name, you feel lifted up, you feel blessed? We can be that for each other, and we don't have to be perfect to be a blessing to each other. We don't need to be learned spiritually, or faultless in our history to be compassionate and wise. No. We just need to see each other through the filter of compassion and not turn away from each other. In some forms of Buddhism, there is a practice of six perfections for the Bodhisattva path, and I've adapted them here for us to practice during this time of shelter in place. And the first one is generosity, which is wonderful. Because generosity is a practice that no matter who you are, no matter what's going on in your life, that practice of generosity remains available all the time because of the variety of ways, the endless variety of ways it can be expressed. For example, you and I can give materially where it's needed. That's one way. Or you and I can give by donating our talent through volunteering, you know, our skills. Although right now that probably will have to wait until the shelter in place is lifted. And the shelter in place is prompting us to get creative. You know, maybe there is something you can contribute right from your home. And back to generosity. You know what? You and I can give each other a free pass right now when we bump into each other and things get messy and we forget to be mindful with each other. We can give each other a generous free pass. Or, you know, we can give to each other spiritually and mentally by being generous with each other in our thoughts. For example, right now, I'm really feeling called to think about our professional medical community and our first responders and our peace officers in my prayer time. I really want to remember them. And maybe you want to do the same with some other population of people, you know, people who deliver whatever it is we need to have delivered, people in the food industry. Maybe there are other populations of people that you want to include, hourly employees who are really impacted by this. So there'll be a part in our prayer where you can add them. And this is how it can go. Let each of us, according to our own faith tradition, let go of everything else just for this moment and enter into the consciousness of gratitude for medical professionals, first responders, peace officers everywhere. And here's the place where you can insert the other people or population of people you want to bless. Now, you can type them in the comments section online, or you can just silently think of them right now. Let us abandon everything else, all other considerations, just for a moment, and center our attention on appreciation for those who serve. And let us, through our joint meditation of gratitude, abandon everything and anything that separates us so we can feel our unity with each other. And let that felt experience of unity keep fresh before us this particular moment of high resolve, so that in the months and the years to come, we will not forget all that has been given to so many through so much service. May we stay rooted in our mindfulness with open hearts to those who are struggling, wherever they may be in their emotions, so that we can remain a safe harbor for their experience. And may our contemplation of gratitude inspire us to be giving and to be kind-hearted and to be trusting, to trust specifically the capacity that humankind has for being loving. And then to bring this prayerful meditation to a close, I invite you to take a moment and, using your beautiful imagination, mentally picture the world as if this prayer meditation has already been answered. The second of the perfections to practice is right conduct. That's wonderful. Right now, there's an opportunity for that. No matter who you are and what you've done, all of us, we can start to behave in a way that causes less suffering in the world. Right, just right now, imagine with me in your mind, what it would be like for you and I to step away from any actions that add any additional confusion or fear to the world. The third is patience, which we've talked about already a lot. And no matter who you are or what you're facing, is it possible to press the pause button for a moment before you act, before you speak, before you make that decision, before you quit, before you judge, before you retaliate? That's a wonderful practice. The fourth is resolve, which is similar to perseverance. And I think of it as cultivating a tendency to be hopeful, a tendency to get up after you've fallen down, the tendency to help even when you feel empty, the tendency to trust when you don't really have the evidence that you should, the tendency to lift up your eyes when you're feeling downcast. So it's a good time to practice that. The fifth is contemplation. That's the willingness to thoughtfully, with gentle honesty, sit, look within, to be willing to tell ourselves the gentle truth about where we are and what we're doing, take responsibility for that. It's about developing a calm mind, and I do that by sitting still. I do that also by taking time every evening before I go to sleep to call into my mind those people who have blessed me. Or another way you can practice contemplation is to mindfully pay attention unwaveringly to whatever it is you're doing right now. The sixth one is wisdom or insight. And that is the willingness to accept that there is wisdom to be gleaned no matter what journey we're on in life. It is the wisdom to not only glean what is available to us to learn, but then to apply it for the relieving of suffering of all. That's what Kuan Yin was about. And one of the several stories surrounding her is that through her great love and through her great sacrifice during her life on earth, she earned the right to enter nirvana after death. So if you don't know what nirvana is, you can just substitute paradise or heaven for this story. So while she was standing before the gates of paradise, let's say, she heard a cry of anguish from the earth below. And so instead of entering heaven and leaving behind the worries of the world, she turned back, inspired by compassion, and she renounced her reward of eternal bliss. And it is said, instead, what she found in place was immortality at the hearts of those who are suffering. I invite you to take a moment with me to turn within for prayer. In the infinity of life where I am, all is whole and perfect and complete, for the full, entire spirit is present here and now, undiluted and everywhere present. And as I turn in my thought to that presence within, above and around and everywhere, I realize full well that I am an inheritor of its compassionate love, that it expresses its love in this world through me. And so I realize that this capacity to love that I have is vast and endless, because it is not from me alone. This capacity I have to connect and care is magnificent, not because I created it through any effort, but because it is in me as it was in the beginning and ever shall be. And so to that love I do give myself, so that I may take my place in the community of beings as a presence for help, understanding, support, forgiveness, and loving kindness. Just speaking these words of prayer fills me with thanksgiving and celebration. And I release this, my word of prayer, into that aspect of the divine we call the law, so that I may understand it is already given, and so it is. I invite you to let the next breath you take be deeper than the one before. Typically in our Sunday service, this would be our moment to celebrate our support of our center. And I know many of you contribute online and through automatic systems with your banking institution, but there are several people that enjoy the act of physically participating in the offering. If you would still like to participate, you'll see in the comments section a link to our online donation portal. And I'm going to take a moment with music from our music director, Mr. Christopher Fritchie, for you to participate in that online giving if you wish to, or just to enjoy the music of our music director.
The heart of the beats in me now, the light of the world shines through me, the song of the world sings through me now. I am the heart of the world. I am the heart of the world. The heart of the world beats in me now. The light of the world shines through me, the song of the world sings through me now. I am the heart of the world. I am the heart of the world.
I'm looking forward to seeing you same place next week when we continue talking about clearly seeing the power of the divine feminine.